This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm really sorry about stealing your story.
Oh, I love this song.
It's all right. No worries. Really?
I can't just see. Would you like to tell everyone again that Roberta Flack has passed away? Go ahead, Dan. You have the floor.
Yeah, she passed away at the age of 88.
Good chat.
Wonderful reporting,
Thanks
Daniel.
For the report.
Thank you.
What I'm saying. I love this song. I'm in a musical space today.
Oh,
I know why. I went on Facebook Marketplace just one time, and I know we've had that conversation that I said, no more Facebook Marketplace.
Like an addict, you just couldn't help yourself.
People get robbed, and we never hear from them again.
You mom voice me regularly regarding Facebook Marketplace.
Well, because I don't want people coming to your space, Sam, for a $25 electronic, you know, video game controller. Most of the violent robberies we have seen include electronic gaming consoles and
all of them.
Controllers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So over the weekend, I've been missing a couple of things from the big house.
Hmm.
And
jail?
One of the things is
three squares a day.
A hot and a cot.
Free clothing.
No, one of the things is my music. And
regimented day.
Dan comes in with his French horn last week.
Hour in the sun. Daily.
Shut up. And I have missed music. You know,
I can bring it in again.
Sing all the time. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm aware.
There was a deal that was just it was exactly what I was looking for. It was way too good to pass up. And I do feel like someone in the music community is not likely to be a serial killer.
Do you fashion yourself as a member of the music community?
Oh, boy.
Well, from time
Here
to time.
Go.
Do you want me to sing Roberta Flack? I can make that happen.
No, we're good.
We're good. You could hum it.
Anyway, it worked beautifully. I mean, obviously, this was something that we had to go inside for, but I did not go alone. It was broad daylight.
Was it guitar?
It was around the area of Mission, Kansas. Not that there can't be weird people in Mission. And went in, did the deal, got exactly what I wanted, and then that is it. I'm never going on Facebook Marketplace again.
Uh-huh.
But it worked. Like, it worked.
What did you buy?
It's supposed to be a surprise for my daughter, but I'm sure she's not listening. I have missed my piano really bad. Really have missed it.
Okay.
And, you know, I had an old grand piano in the big house, and now that, you know, my new space does
Wasn't
not
that
support.
Was like your grandparents' piano or
it
something?
It was gifted to me by a listener.
Oh.
And she reached out many years ago and said, hey, I have this. Would you like it? Mm-hmm. And what you learn is once you are trying to get rid of a piano, get in line.
Like Very difficult.
You cannot get rid of them. The churches don't want them. The schools don't want them. It's very expensive to move. Like a grand piano is like, I don't know, $500 to $1,000 just to move it. And then
have you ever lived in one?
It's impossible, Scott.
Yes.
I used to be a mover. I had to move the two heaviest things you'll ever lift.
It would take five men to lift one of those things.
It often did. Was a piano?
Yep.
Or the marble top of a pool table?
Oh, gosh.
Those things are so heavy.
I've moved a pool table or two in my day.
Yep.
That's the kind of thing, as is, you leave it with the house. And that's what I did. I mean, it just was impossible to move it.
It stayed with the house?
It stayed with the house.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just knock on the door.
You bought a keyboard.
I bought one that is more conducive to playing in a smaller space, yes,
and
on
so,
Facebook Marketplace.
It's a surprise for your daughter, but you're the one who is missing playing the piano.
She likes piddling with it as well.
But it's going to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't you ask me what the over under is on it. You know what? I played that thing all day today. It calms me down.
I'm smelling an electronic bike.
No.
Maybe a rower.
No.
Maybe a rower from NFM.
Is this like a Casio keyboard from the 80s?
No, it's a very nice Yamaha upright.
Maybe a wind chime.
Do you have any video of you playing the keyboard today?
I sent you
today?
A video
tickling,
over the weekend and you told me to seek help. I don't even think you watched the video.
I probably didn't.
Did you ever play the grand piano?
I did. How bad is it that I sent Scott a video over the weekend?
It's pretty bad.
And did you see it, Sam?
You didn't send it to me.
Oh, I thought you were both on the thread. And he replied.
Yeah, we are both on the thread.
See?
So at least
help.
At least I saw it. You didn't even look.
I will pull up the thread right now. I did not get it.
Anyway.
Is it clean?
Yeah. I think. It's clean. It's fine. I was sitting there, and I just said, I know you said don't go on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, I totally
I
got it and
this.
Just
yeah,
did not watch it. Sorry.
That is the last time I involve you on what's going on in my life over the weekend.
Watching
I thought you'd be
now.
Happy for me.
Is that you playing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang,
I mean, it's
you
been
don't
two
suck.
Years. It's been 2 years.
Oh, here come you talking.
No, I just said, I know you said don't buy anything on Facebook Marketplace, but oops, I did.
I am very happy for you. Also, I was getting ready to go to Sebastian Maniscalco when you sent me that, which is why I didn't watch it.
I was knee-deep.
Boom, have an excuse.
Reacher.
Scott, what's your excuse?
I was binging Reacher.
We have talked about this, Dan, on the program. There is something about music, not all music, but certainly with my fingers in my brain, that I wish they would study my brain. They would find out all sorts of wonderful things. But there is something in the pathway of doing that mm-hmm. that is extremely calming to my brain.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you playing.
It's been 2 years, but yeah.
That was a piano? Mm-hmm. It sounded like a xylophone.
Wow.
I certainly think that you need to play the portion where she is talking. I just watched the rest of the video.
Is it clean? I don't remember
it
what I said.
You are singing.
Shocking.
Well, this is good for people like you and others because you're focused and you're creating something
it
and
forces,
you're using your brain.
It forces you to focus. I say the same thing about golf. It forces you to focus.
It's actually really good.
Can't remember what song
it is.
Not
bad at all.
It's been 2 years. That's all from memory.
I'm impressed.
I don't have notes. I can't read music.
You're hitting the right notes.
I can't either. I can't read music.
I bought a piano on Facebook Marketplace.
I do remember this.
Please don't tell Scott. I didn't get killed by a serial killer.
That's right.
That's a banger.
I remember that. I showed it to T and I go, she needs serious psychiatric assistance that
straight
I cannot
up the charts.
Provide.
Straight up the charts.
I bought a piano.
You have your drums still set up, don't
I do,
you?
In the basement.
And do you just go and rail on those
Absolutely.
When you're stressed out?
Of course.
Therapy. Oh,
I see a garage band in the future.
No. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Dan on French horn.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Are there any bands that are French horn, drums, piano, Sam?
Nope, this would be the only one.
Closest thing to it would be Jethro Tull.
I mean,
somebody's going to lock that garage door on us.
With a flutist.
We all know Scott Parks tops charts.
Okay. French horn, drums, piano, Sam. That's got to spell something. We're going to work on
Ooh,
that.
Grayson plays guitar.
Oh, that's right. He's
yeah.
good,
he is
too.
Good.
He's really
he's
good.
He's very good.
What would Sam play?
My voice?
Can you sing? I'll sing.
I don't think I can.
We'll give you the
really?
Triangle. It's fine.
We'll give you the squeeze box.
The devil's squeeze box. Or the tambourine.
Let's hear you sing. Yeah.
Kill Me Softly was your good. Song. Go. That song, by the way, is going to be in my head.
I bought
long.
A piano.
Rest in peace.
That's going to be our first hit.
Please don't tell Scott.
Please don't tell Scott.
I bought it on Facebook Marketplace, and I didn't get killed by a serial killer.
We got to trademark that. That's going to be a huge hit.
You can relate.
Making love to his tonic and gin?
No. Piano woman.
More of a wine gal.
Fabrics outlet Joann will shutter all of its locations, all 800, after failing to find a buyer who would keep its stores open.
Yeah.
In a statement, the company said it would commence nationwide going out of business sales as a stipulation of the group that won its assets at auction.
Okay, so I saw that over the weekend. I can't believe Joann Fabrics lasted as long as it did. Honestly. Why? Just the huge big box craft stores that are fabric stores. I would have thought, like Yarn Barn, I would have thought that maybe those would have gone under. Like even Michaels. I know people still go to Hobby Lobby for framing and other things, but Hobby Lobby has a whole lot more than fabric.
True.
Any one-dimensional sort of like you come here for this thing, there's just so many other places to get that thing.
Sarah's gotten into knitting.
Oh, look at you.
She is knitting her first ever blanket.
For real knitting?
Yes. Like with the two needles and the...
That is impressive.
My mom taught her how to do it.
How else do you knit?
Well, there's... You can loop around big, thick fabric, Sam, in a way that you can make a blanket. And a lot of girls her age do that.
Okay.
It's more of a twisting and knotting than it is with the needles. It is the one regret... Well, I have a lot of regrets in life. It is one of my regrets with respect to my late grandmother, because she would sit there with those knitting needles for hours. Yeah. And I think it was calming for her.
Sure.
She taught me how to crochet, but I do not know how to knit. But when my parents moved and, you know, they had like 9 storage units full of crap, one of the things my mom reached out to me and asked about, she said, I have a little notebook and it has your grandmother's notes in it from the pattern she would use to knit the baby blankets. Oh. Like, knit, knit, purl, knit, knit, purl. She's like, do you want this? And of course, I don't know what I would do with it, but I said, well, don't throw it out.
Yeah.
And so I have that. I have her knitting basket that she used to keep the yarn in.
That's so funny you mentioned that. I was just thinking about this the other day. Of, you know, my grandfather died in the early 90s, my dad's dad, and his mom died around 2010, 2011. I don't, other than pictures of them and the family genealogy that my grandfather wrote, I don't have a single thing that belonged to them.
Nothing?
Nothing. Not one thing. I have the genealogy that my grandfather typed up and his notes about the genealogy.
Very important.
That's all I've got. And the genealogy ends with my dad, and I've always vowed that I would update it before I left the planet.
Oh, man.
I don't have a single thing that they owned. Not one.
But regarding Joann's, I feel like a lot of their sales...
Hey, Sam, I was having a moment about my grandparents, and so was she.
It's all right.
But yeah.
Carry on.
Okay.
Anyway.
Back to Joann.
You feel like Joann? No, go ahead.
Nope.
Wait.
Nope. Have your moment.
I'm just thinking nostalgically about my grandparents. What were you going to say?
They had shifted a lot of their sales to online, and I just looked at their prices because their website is still up. Amazon, you get like 4 times the amount of yarn for the same price.
Yeah.
So if you're going to order from Joann's and wait 3 weeks for it to show up for 3 times the price.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your nostalgic moment.
No, well, we're done. We're moving on. She got to talk about her grandparents. I talked briefly about mine, and we're moving on. The FBI is looking for more possible victims of Aurora Phelps, a woman indicted in Nevada for allegedly luring several men on dating apps to Mexico, drugging them, and then stealing their financial information. According to court documents filed in October of 2023, the 43-year-old Phelps, who is also known as Aurora Flores, is linked to at least 2 deaths and 1 disappearance. She is accused of befriending older men that she met in person or online and gaining access to their bank, their Social Security, or retirement accounts by sometimes drugging them. The FBI late last week issuing a news release asking other possible victims to come forward after prosecutors filed a motion to unseal the indictment earlier this month. The Bureau is legally mandated to identify victims of federal crimes that it investigates, but all identities of victims will be kept confidential. Here we go again.
Yep. So then the question becomes, I've asked it every week since we found out about that horrible waste of oxygen down in New Orleans, how many men are there? How many men have died? And then how many men have been drugged and robbed blind that were not listened to in any shape or form when they went to authorities and said, this happened to me, and I can't remember last night. And they go, oh, sure you can't. But we had fun in Vegas, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like these men were not believed, and the number of victims is going to be staggering.
So her victims were primarily elderly men. Listen to this one. In November of 2021, Phelps met this man at his home, where they ordered lunch for delivery. She allegedly, quote, caused him to consume a prescription drug without his knowledge and consent. She then allegedly left the elderly man mostly unconscious for the next five or so days, stealing his iPhone, iPad, driver's license, bank cards, and using the information to sell his Apple stock worth roughly $3.3 million on E-Trade. However, she was unable to remove the money from his account, according to the indictment, but she did sell his Apple stock.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In 2022, Phelps, according to the affidavit, met another elderly man online. This man then met Phelps in person at a Las Vegas restaurant where she allegedly gave him medication that, quote, caused him to become lethargic and confused. She is again accused of gaining access to his financial accounts, using his American Express credit card, influencing him to fly with her to Mexico City, and using his Wells Fargo card to rent hotel rooms.
Let me ask you about the stock. How do you just get your hands on someone else's stock? That takes, like, you have to know somebody like at Schwab or something and call, and then there's verification.
Or just get into their account.
Yeah, you just log into their account on their phone and sell it off and transfer the money into your account. And you said $3.3
million? $1 million. Now, she sold his Apple stock, but wasn't able to retrieve the money from the account.
There was probably a delay on the payment.
Right. Well, yeah, $3.3 million. Yeah. There better be.
Wow.
Anyway.
A documentary comes out tomorrow.
Yeah?
Documenting the death of Matthew Perry.
Oh, really?
And not a single Friends co-star is appearing.
I was going to say, do we need that?
Why? Were they asked?
He said...
Oh, I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
He said in an interview that it's not too soon for a documentary, but the impact of death is fresh, and some people did not want to partake.
I'll be there. What's it on? Netflix?
Peacock.
Peacock, okay. Starbucks is laying off 1,100 workers, according to CEO Brian Nickel, in a company-wide message that was made public today. The coffee chain is taking the action under its Back to Starbucks restructuring plan designed to revitalize the brand in part by serving in-store customers more quickly. This includes, quoting here from the company-wide message, this includes the hard decision to eliminate 1,100 current support partner roles and several hundred additional open and unfilled positions. The layoffs do not affect in-store retail team members, such as baristas and other support staff. The company said it will inform workers who no longer have jobs tomorrow. Good times. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Just updating the story. About a week ago, John Sherman, the owner of the Royals, gave an update, non-update, and just saying that they plan to have some news very soon regarding the future of a Royals stadium in the Kansas City area.
Area.
KMBC, Channel 9, our reporting partners, have this story. It says, Chiefs Royal Stadium talks Missouri leaders to meet Kansas lawmakers optimistic. And it says here, while there appears to be urgency for leaders in Missouri, there is optimism across the state line in Kansas. During a hearing for the Kansas House Committee on Appropriations on February 13th, a motion was made to move money from a fund designed to attract sports teams to Kansas to help fund education. However, Kansas House Representative Sean Tarwater recommended against doing so due to progress in negotiations with the teams. Quoting here from Representative Tarwater, we're currently in negotiations and very close to bringing at least one team over, maybe two. The Legends area in Wyandotte County has been mentioned as a potential home for the Chiefs, while other reporting says the Royals could be interested in a site in Johnson County. Neither the Chiefs nor the Royals have announced
any plans. Of course they haven't.
I mean, the state of Missouri hasn't exactly done anything to prove...
We're still stalled, right?
And we'd like to keep you here. And Kansas City certainly isn't doing anything.
No. And I do not like the idea of putting it downtown, just south of downtown in that park.
Washington Square Park.
Washington Square Park, yeah.
By the way, that building that is right there that was one of the insurance companies, just left my brain.
Oh, yeah, it was Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, yeah. They have since moved out of that building into a building closer to Power and Light. And so that building is now vacant. That property is wide open, but we have seen no movement beyond that.
I think God love the idea, but that is a terrible location.
Where are you going to park?
Exactly. Getting in there, there is no highway. I mean, I-35 right to the west, but everybody's going to be getting off at, 20th Street? Broadway?
And, of course, that's the question that everybody's been asking the entire time. Where is everybody going to park?
I think, was it Fesco last week that posted, might have been Friday or Saturday, that if the Sprint Center campus is still in play, there have already been discussions that they would shut down Knoll as two-way traffic during game days and make it one-way traffic out toward...
Just heading to the stadium.
Just, yeah.
And then afterwards,
heading back toward 435.
Well, that better be solidified prior to a vote.
Can you imagine you're having dinner at the Bristol right there?
Yeah, if that's what's going on, all of Johnson County is going to vote no.
Well, I don't know that I like that location.
You would have to widen one of those streets. Mm-hmm. Even if they opened it up one way, that's still three or four...
But when you're leaving, there's still only one way to get back onto I-435.
Right.
And you can only make that on-ramp so wide. What, are you going to have six lanes going onto a three-lane highway? Talk about a nightmare.
But you know, the team would more likely than not want to be somewhere within, although the Sprint campus idea would take it just off of 435, but on the south side. If they were to stay inside the 435 bubble, there are only a handful of sites in southwest... in the southwest portion of the loop where you could put a stadium. And it's in North Olathe and I believe South Lenexa. And there is not a lot of room out there anymore.
Let's just put it all at the Legends. And then if we want to go to see NASCAR, soccer, baseball, football, we go to one place.
Just all right there. We can gamble. I'd love to have time.
Somebody says... you can thank Frank White for the indecisiveness in Kansas City about the Royals. He's got it bad for the Royals, and I think he wants them gone.
Whoever pushed the Crossroads idea, because I heard through the rumor mill that it wasn't the Royals who wanted the Crossroads. Whoever pushed the Crossroads idea...
Wasted a lot of time.
Miss. Yeah.
It's unworkable. How would you get to the stadium? Sam, to your question, where would you park?
Well, and also from the text line, quit with the parking. It's downtown. No downtown stadiums have designated parking. I agree with you. But the fans care, and they've made that known.
That's right. And where would you park? You going to build a big, gigantic parking garage? Anyway, this House member in Kansas, Sean Tarwater, we are currently in negotiations and very close to bringing at least one team over, maybe two. That's what this fund was for. This would be devastating for the state if we don't allow a follow up on that. We'd look like jackasses. His quote, not mine. All right. Telephone number 913-586-7798. We'll grab a couple on this and then get moving on to something else. Gary in Kansas City. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Gary.
My son lives in downtown. Oh, how are you doing?
Good, good. Go ahead.
My son lives in downtown St. Louis area, and we're there many times. And they go to the games. They walk to their game from there. And you could walk from some of the places around Grand Center and so on. The game's over. Nobody even notices that there's extra traffic out there. That's all I know. And they don't have any more lanes of roads or interstates than we do. So when you let them off in the downtown, there's all directions they can go. They go to bars. Bars can have buses. You got the streetcars and all that sort of stuff. You will not notice that. Hard at all. That's my thought.
Well, there's something I hadn't thought about. One way to alleviate the parking a little bit, at least.
Just send everyone to a bar.
Right, right. People could park up at the River Market and then take the streetcar down to the baseball game. I mean, that is workable. But you're right. Downtown St. Louis does have baseball. And the handful of times I've been in downtown St. Louis when they've had a game, it didn't seem like it was a big problem. Dave in Kansas City. Dave, hello.
How are you guys doing on an absolutely spectacular afternoon? And Dana, I love your little rendition on your little Casio keyboard. That was awesome, by
the way. Thank you, Dave. Still jamming in my mind.
There you go, baby. Go get them. I was just telling Sam, as somebody that's a Jackson County resident forever, not to pile on, but I've got to believe that the bigger problem initially had to have been Frank White. And I told Sam, I said, I never understood why they really didn't do that deal over in the East Village. They had plenty of ground. You had two highways. Now, getting in was going to be difficult coming in off that 71. I'll grant you that. But you had 70 right there. That always seemed to me to be certainly the preferred outcome. Thoughts on anything, guys, or do you know anything?
Well, why that was either taken out of consideration or removed from the table, I have no idea, because I'm with you, Dave. I loved the idea of baseball on the east side of downtown.
So is it your feeling, is Tarwater just talking out of his hat, or do you, I mean, they're going to have to use star bonds. They're going to have to use star bonds. Mm-hmm. Is your feeling that they could grab both teams? I don't see how they could physically have that kind of capital to do that, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I think if they had their choice, they would want the Chiefs, at least right now.
And if there was a conspiracy theory, I don't even know that it's a conspiracy theory, that the Chiefs wanted that vote to go down in flames because they wanted to separate the two issues. Royals, you go on your own.
Right.
Try to figure out where you're going to end up. And we would like to be free from any tandem deal to go look at other avenues.
Because they're good enough, they know they could get whatever money they wanted.
Right.
In a vote.
But then from Kansas or Missouri or both, right?
And nothing against the Royals. They had a great season last year. But why even bother putting the two of them together on the same ballot issue? I never could figure that out. Unless it was just a bone that the Chiefs were throwing to the Royals.
I think it was because they signed a tandem deal back in the day.
The lease deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Biggest mistake they ever made was allowing both teams' lease to expire in the same year.
Also, I've been in downtown St. Louis on a game day. It is not smooth. It is a nightmare.
You're going to sit in some traffic.
I went to a L.A. Dodgers game at Anaheim Stadium, and they have a pretty sizable parking lot, but not nearly big enough for a baseball stadium. And your only other option, because all of those are like three-lane roads, you can't park on the street. Your only other option is to park in the parking lots of random businesses. You want to know what it costs to park in one of those lots? $100.
Whoa!
We got free tickets, and we're still at $100 so that we could park in some random business's parking lot. That's your only option.
So is the message then to the fans, you need to Uber here and back. You're going to spend that on an Uber anyway.
Yeah.
So from the text line, putting it at the Legends puts it at the exact same intersection of the same two interstates as it is right now. You're right, 435 and I-70. Here's the deal. Whether you like it or not, Kauffman Stadium is more likely than not coming down. Arrowhead Stadium is likely coming down as well. And here's why. The Hunts, every year, travel to Las Vegas and see their beautiful football stadium. It is gorgeous.
Dare I say they travel probably more than that. They've seen them all.
Yeah, and then they go to Los Angeles and the SoFi Stadium, which is incredible. And then they come back, no offense to Arrowhead Stadium, but it looks its age. Jim in Bates City. Jim, hello.
Good afternoon. Hi. I get fired up every time this topic comes up because of the reason of no parking. How many people do you think work downtown during the day?
A lot.
More than 40,000?
I was going to say tens of thousands. I don't know the exact number, Jim.
So when those people leave at night, those parking spots are available. Most games don't start weeknights till after 7, 7:05, 7:15.
What do you do with an afternoon game?
there's very few afternoon games, and if you look at Major League Baseball, you have attendance of maybe 15 or 20,000 typically in an afternoon game.
But let me ask you this, Jim. You would have to have the businesses on board that support the workers, that supply the parking spots, to even agree to provide those, would you not?
Well, you would, and most of those are public parking garages they're parking at. But the other thing is, and Sam, I'm born and raised in St. Louis, don't hold that against me, but they have what Chicago has. They have what most major leagues. They want you to stick around after a game and not rush right out. They want you to go in and, you know, have a pop before you go home. They want you to have dinner before the game. You know, where they're at now, you can't do that. That is all set up downtown already if you want to do that. I mean, baseball belongs downtown, because if your downtown thrives, your city thrives.
But you know what I've never figured out, Jim, is why the development didn't follow the teams. You know, because what do you have out there? A Denny's, a Taco Bell, yeah, a gas station, a vacant hotel.
The Adams Mark O.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I've been here since 1990 and have heard since 1990 that it's going to develop. Well, it hasn't. Just like around the airport has never developed. Put it where they're put your stadium where development already is.
Jim, I've said it over and over and over again. If that area was prime to be developed, businesses would have flocked there.
Yep.
In the 80s, in the 90s.
Because think about it. You got 82 baseball games.
You have a built-in audience to spend money right there.
82 games for the Royals, 8 games for the Chiefs, not including preseason.
But that's why it's so popular, the idea anyway, to move it downtown, Scott, because no one is going to leave those stadiums and go, God, I'd like to hang around out here and go to Denny's or, you know, whatever it is.
Taco Bell.
I think you would roam out more pedestrian friendly. You know, let's go hit a bar for one last drink before we go home. It's just that area to me is not conducive to let's remain and hang out here. It's conducive to get in the car, let's leave before the last pitch in the last inning and try to beat the traffic to get home.
But just to the east of the stadiums in Independence, I mean, it's business after business after business.
But I would not leave the stadiums. Like, let's say you live the other direction.
Yeah.
Those people are not going to leave the stadiums and go east to Independence to grab something to eat. You're going to go toward home.
Right.
Like if you live in Leawood or South Kansas City, you go to the Peanut on the state line after the game.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. The winner of a multi-million dollar Powerball jackpot has been identified, according to the Oregon Lottery. 79-year-old Abbas Shafi.
79? Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Claimed the $328 million prize that was won in a January drawing.
The cash out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be cashing out at age 79, Sam. Why
so
do you ask?
You don't want to take the 30-year monthly installment?
Talk about a gamble.
I'm going to go with the cash option
Talk
here.
Talk about a gamble. He did take the lump sum of $146.4 million. In a statement, he says, "I am overjoyed to have won the Powerball and plan to use my prize to travel, invest, and share my good fortune with nonprofit organizations that are close to my heart." Good for him. UConn, the men's basketball program, two-time defending champions, mm-hmm. Have been reeling of late ever since their head coach, Dan Hurley, was overheard at a game yelling at a referee, "Don't turn your back on me. I'm the best coach in the effing sport."
Oh.
Since he said that, "I'm the best coach in the effing sport," UConn has gone 4-4.
Awkward.
Including a loss yesterday to Rick Pitino and No. 9 St. John's at Madison Square Garden in New York. They have gone 4-4. How's KU doing in the rankings?
I won't talk about it.
Okay.
I just saw this, and so I'm passing it on. Speaking of sports, apparently Alabama's baseball team beat the Ohio State over the weekend. Like, it was apparently a great baseball game. They came back. Okay. They came back from 10 runs down to win 12-10. Anyway, okay. Here's what followed on Snapchat from the Alabama baseball team. To describe?
Well, it is a...
obscene finger gesture from such a pristine group of young men.
It's a number of, looks like, Alabama players, and they are all extending their middle finger. It looks to be about eight of them.
So they put this on Snapchat. Alabama is now apologizing. When I first saw this, the story said vulgar message, and I thought, well, God, what did the boys do? And I'm not saying that it's okay to flip off the opposing team.
Well, some people
you guys flip each other off all the time.
Right? They have apologized for the, quote, should. Inappropriate photo.
At what point did somebody say, you know, this is going to be a good idea? Let's all eight get together and put up our middle finger.
Did they try to explain that it was just a misappropriated hand signal?
After our game today, we let our emotions get the best of us and posted an inappropriate photo on social media. The photo never should have happened, let alone been posted. I am reaching out to Ohio State to personally apologize. I also want to apologize for representing the University of Alabama in a negative way. This is not what our team is about. We have learned from this and we'll be better going forward.
Apparently, the BYU basketball program, I think it was Baylor that they were playing over the weekend, and there was some anti-Mormon chants coming from the crowd.
Against Baylor? Baylor against BYU.
BYU, yeah. I think it was Baylor. But they never said in the story what the anti-Mormon chant was. Anyway, quick break.
Probably
for the news.
Probably not safe for work.
Probably.
Yeah.
Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.